Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jody. May I please have the zip code on the account you've called in about today?
98374.
Thank you.
And you folks are almost impossible to get a hold of.
Yes, ma'am. May I have your first and last name, please?
It's for Brian, B-R-I-A-N. Stauffer, S-T-A-U-F-F-E-R.
Thank you. All right, so I'm locating this account for you.
Okay.
I've located this account. Please verify the shipping address.
12716 142nd Avenue Port East, Puyallup, Washington, 98374.
Thank you. All right, so this is for the test onyx and the nitro onyx. This is, testosterone and nitric oxide. How may I help you today?
We have been wanting to cancel this. He only tried the sample bottles. He didn't give you guys permission to keep taking money out of the account and sending him bottles. He didn't think. And I have been trying to shut you guys down for 2 months, and this is the first time I've actually gotten to speak to a human being. For the first couple of times, I couldn't find a number anywhere because we got the old bottles. This time, a bottle came, and you guys keep charging our account $90. And we don't want to do that.
Okay. All right. So I'll be able to assist you with this account. Now, it does help to create lean muscle mass and generate a healthier system.
We understand that.
Okay.
Yeah, it really doesn't. And he tried the sample bottle. Wasn't impressed, and I tried to cancel you guys. I've left many messages with your customer service. We played phone tag, and then they quit playing phone tag. And on the old bottles, there is no telephone. Oh, yeah, there is. There's the same number. It's the same number I've been trying to call.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I did hear you say that it didn't work for him. Now, I can offer you a 35% discount to all future orders if you would like to continue.
No, we want to cancel it. You guys have already taken $390 individual times out of our account, and I've been trying to get a hold of you guys. I've left messages, and I even said I wanted it to be canceled. And then there was a $90 fee, and lo and behold, here comes another bottle in the mail.
Yes, ma'am. So it does require to call in and speak with someone in order to cancel. And I'm sorry that you were having
been.
A...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm so sorry that you've been, not able to contact anyone. Let me see here. Now, I do have to offer a couple of suggestions. For the month of June, we are running a friends and family discount. I can lock you in at a 50% discount to all future orders. Would you like to take advantage of that?
No. I want a $90 refund, and I want to be canceled.
Right,
I know I can't be refunded for the other 2 months because I couldn't get a hold of you, but I will ship this bottle back.
So there is a no return policy due to the health and safety concerns. If you give me just a second, I'm going to see how I'm able to assist you. All right. Now, my final suggestion. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
My final suggestion would be to lock you in at a 75% discount. That'll leave those items right around $23 a month. If you'd like to continue with the testosterone and the nitric oxide?
Nope.
All right. I do have a cancellation number for you whenever you're ready.
a cancellation number? You mean a telephone number I have to call?
No.
Another?
No,
oh.
No, ma'am. These are cancellation numbers for your record to
okay.
As proof that you did cancel the order.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that number is C5.
Z?
No,
did
C
you
as
say
in.
Z or Z? Huh?
C as in Charles.
Okay. Gotcha.
All right. 5F as in Frank.
Yep.
5-8-F as in Frank. 5-E-0-B
okay.
as in boy. A
yep.
as in apple. All right,
okay.
So I have you canceled on both products, the nitric oxide and the testosterone. This prevents all future charges. Now, unfortunately, these are valid charges due to those terms and conditions that were agreed to when placing the order originally. But I can assure you that there's no further billing and no further shipments.
But I should be able to send it back if I don't want it for a refund, right?
But no, ma'am.
Because of the pandemic, I can't.
Yes, ma'am. Correct.
Is
yes, ma'am.
Well, then I should just get the refund.
Well, unfortunately, again, those are valid charges due to the terms and conditions. It does state that they're on a 14-day trial, and if not canceled, it will bill for the full retail.
I tried to cancel it. I couldn't get a hold of anybody. It's 3 o'clock in the morning here. I've stayed up trying to call you. So I don't know where you guys are at.
Okay,
but
yes.
Every time, you're the first human being I've gotten a hold of.
Yes, ma'am. I do apologize, you know, that you weren't able to speak with someone, but it would have required a physical contact, well, not physical, but a verbal communication with an agent in order to cancel. So I do have you cancel from all future orders.
And no refunds.
No, ma'am. Unfortunately, these are valid charges.
You can't give me even a portion of them back? I mean, that's pretty expensive. I mean, that's three $90 charges for three bottles of pills.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand that. Unfortunately, I'm not able to tamper with the charges due to them being valid.
Can I speak with a supervisor?
Yes, ma'am. Well, we all follow the same protocol. I'm not sure that you'll have very much, a very different conversation. Again, these are valid charges.
I don't agree with them being valid charges because I had left messages on your recording. I had tried many times to get a hold of you guys. And this, I should be able to send this bottle back for my $90 back. But
right,
because I can't, you guys should just automatically give me my 90 bucks back since.
Even by sending the bottles back, that doesn't relieve you from the charges. It is a valid charge. Now, in the terms and conditions, it requires an acknowledgement at a minimum that they are on a 14-day trial.
But I tried to cancel it after the before the 14 days, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
And every time a bottle showed up or a charge showed up on my credit card, I tried to cancel you guys, and I could not get a hold. You know that I could not even find you on the internet because the web page that he went to originally and the one that you guys have for advertisement, you go to it to order now or to reach customer support, it says 404. Error. Does not exist. So I knew he'd been conned. But,
I'm sorry.
The pill smells like alfalfa.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's probably what 98% of it is, alfalfa.
Okay, these are all natural ingredients, so yes, ma'am, you could be, that could be right. Now, there is a customer website. It is always up and running. I can direct you to that website if you'd like on your own terms to read over the terms and conditions.
And what website do you guys have that possibly is up and running now? Because
yes,
I couldn't find anything before.
All right, so you will go to trytestonyx.com.
T-R-Y?
Yes, ma'am. TRYTESTONYX.com.
Okay, I will try it again and just to see, but I just, yeah, I told him if he ever does anything like this again, he's going to have the card taken away from him, and he's a 60-year-old man.
Uh-oh.
This has happened to him twice. He's done this to me. He does this in the middle of the night, and it's like, well, I just wanted to try him. Well, that isn't what happened.
Yes, ma'am. Be sure to read those terms and conditions. I'm so sorry that that happened to you. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Nope, just so long as we do not get any more charges.
Yes, ma'am. That's correct. All right. Well, I do thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.